This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
How y'all feeling today? I feel I'm so messed up this week because I feel like the week just started.
Well, you had days off. Right?
I did. I last show I had done was the one that I did with you.
Oh, that's
on Friday afternoon. Great this show. Is my first day back.
People are still talking about
are
that
they?
Show.
Yeah.
Oh,
what are they saying?
Oh, they're just raving. It's just raved reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. 86%.
That's pretty good. We nailed it.
I like that.
Yeah. Slee was just giving me finger guns a second ago. We talked about Ted Lang, Isaac Washington from the Love Boat.
We did do that.
We got it all covered.
Well, I got finger guns because I guess apparently BC. Brian Cohen there walked in and said bada bing or something like that.
Something like that.
Did he actually walk in and say bada bing?
And finger gunned it.
He opened the door unprompted, just went
said bada bing.
And also he said it kind of quietly, like he was trying to be under the radar.
He wasn't sure if he should do it. Let me test it out there before anything else.
I'm workshopping this bada bing. What do you think, Em?
You got to get on stage and work it out a little bit. How are you, Momo?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, great.
I caught up on Curbed. I watched that one.
Oh, nice.
I felt the Bruce Springsteen
one. Get caught up.
The Bruce Springsteen one was this past Sunday.
That was
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Is it a good Curb season? I'm way behind.
I think it is a good Curb season. It's not the best Curb season ever, but it's a good Curb
season.
And
this is it, right?
This is it.
Final.
They say goodbye.
Yeah, I'm with you, Momo, supposedly.
No,
right?
I think they're done, actually.
How old is Larry David?
We had Susie Essman on the podcast.
Okay.
She pretty much convinced us that
it's done.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see in a couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems very easy to make this show.
They take long breaks between seasons.
They do. I mean, because he never knows if he wants to come back.
I know.
Now, this time he says, I think this is season 10.
I don't know.
Over like 25 years.
Over 25 years. Yeah. I mean, it's such a great show.
Some downtime.
So you're behind.
I am behind. I need to get caught up. I'm two or three, maybe four episodes behind. Last one I saw was the Richard Lewis golf course one where he hits the guy.
That's okay.
This came up yesterday, just randomly on YouTube. It was Howard Stern interviewing Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And Seinfeld was talking about how, I guess there was an offer for the last season. Beyond what they did.
Okay.
And they were going to, potentially could have got $110 million more than that.
For more Seinfeld. Right.
And he said it came down to, for him, he said he has a really good feel for the timing of when to, let's stop. And I don't know if this is the case for Curb or not, but he said something to the effect, if you're watching a comedian, there's a comedian out there and he's an hour and 10 minutes and he's just killing it.
Yeah.
But if he goes an hour and 30, that now all of a sudden your taste of like, that comedian was okay because of that extra 20 minutes. Is Curb in any situation if they try to do another episode that they going too far here? Or you think there's nothing they could do that would hurt
it? I mean, they could keep doing. I mean, this year they're doing that thing where Larry gave water to the lady who was in line to vote in Atlanta. I mean, there's always something that he can spin out of.
Especially if you took 2 years to curate what you're doing.
Sure.
Right? That you don't have to just spit out 22 episodes and whatever it is in a summer and knock them all out, that they take so much time off between.
Yeah.
You could say, all right, I'm going to turn that into an episode
fresh
or two,
content.
Turn that into an episode
natural
or two.
Content.
I mean, like this last one was like sort of Larry got COVID, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that might have come up. That's a little old.
Sure.
It's a little dated.
You know,
it was still good. It was
Sue,
so funny.
My podcast partner, was on it.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was on it. She played. So here's the funny story. So I know her for years, right? And she's a stand-up comic, and she shows up on Curb, and she plays a lesbian. So after, to me, that was like, oh, Sue's kind of coming out. So I thought for about a year that she was a lesbian until she got married to Tom. And then I realized, oh, she was actually acting. She was acting. She was not a true life lesbian.
So you gave me a great recommendation.
Oh,
Palm Springs.
Tyler's. What do you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I got
good burgers.
I got exactly what you suggested. Just the classic burger. It hit the mark. The fries were perfect. I got the big Coke, the whole thing.
Did you get the coleslaw?
I did not get the coleslaw.
Oh, they got great coleslaw, great potato salad.
I saw
salad.
It come out. And I'm like, ooh, Amazement did mention.
Super fresh.
But by then it was a little too late.
Yeah.
But there was an incident is a little too much, but there was a little bit of a dust up between customers.
Oh.
At Tyler's?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
somebody's dog nipped at somebody as they were going through.
Yeah. So obviously it's the human's fault. Because the dog did nothing wrong.
By the way, it's always a human problem.
If a dog
does something bad, it's a human problem.
This guy was walking to his table and the dog kind of sniped his ankle.
Well, the owner of the dog has not trained that dog.
So I'm talking about the guy that was snipped at.
Oh, you think it was him?
It's on him.
Had a bad look on it.
The guy stops.
The vibe. His face, the vibe.
The guy stops.
He walked in, he said, bada bing, and he had
finger gun. He stops, and he looks at the owner, and he goes, your dog just tried to bite me loud. Because we're on that patio outside, right?
Yeah.
And how many tables are out there? 10, 12?
Yeah, it's not a big
place. It's not a big place. And really raised his voice. Like he made...
Like overreacted.
Was there actual skin broken?
I don't know, but the guy, clearly the dog nipped at him.
Right.
And he reacted and started saying, you shouldn't have the blank dog in there. And I'm staring at the guy like this, like, please make eye contact with me because I'm your man for this.
Oh, yeah. This is
Trav.
Your argument.
I'm like, please look at me because I was doing this. Like,
I'm jumping in.
Go. And he calmed down. And the person took their dog and walked out of the place.
See, I could never bring my dogs to a restaurant. Yeah. They beg. They jump up. They don't. Yeah. My dogs are incredibly well behaved. Badly behaved. We've never trained them. They just do whatever the hell they want.
I didn't know there was even a dog there until it tried to bite the guy.
Yeah. What else did you do in Palm Springs?
We went, had sushi one night. Nice. Delicious spot there. Sandfish. I don't know if you're a sushi person.
I don't know, but I love sushi.
Oh, my goodness. One of the best sushi meals I've ever had. And then we walked around a bunch. That was it. Emily thinks I'm in crisis.
You saw that, Mace. I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
He texted me at 27,000 steps in a day.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Not 27,000.
26,846 or something like that. Just shy of 27,000.
I actually think that's too much.
I was pretty tired the next day. I got another 12 the next day. I was ready to go.
Wow, you're rolling.
Emily thinks I'm in crisis of an impending empty nest. That's what she thinks I'm worried about.
Oh, is that
which,
right?
Which, maybe. Might not be super
far. Juan is also on the steps kick. He showed me today 13 straight days of 10,000 steps.
That's really hard to do.
Which is really good.
That's really hard to do.
When we were at the Whiskey on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, my God. It was so
How
much
late
fun.
Did you stay?
I got food.
Mace got kicked out.
Rowdiness. No, I was there till 12:30.
Oh, so you stayed till wrapped up the show?
I stayed till virtually the end. I think the curtain call or the encore.
Encore.
I was there for, yeah.
Lived up to the hype?
It's so much fun. And we got to go on stage at the Whiskey.
What'd you say?
I said, I hardly said anything. I was really stoned. Morales and Cappy are out there, and they have the two microphones. I don't have a microphone.
Okay.
So Morales starts naming off. He said, are you ready for Christopher Cross? Are you ready for Kenny Loggins?
Gina Minnelli.
Are you ready for Michael McDonald? And then they hand me the mic, and I say, Baker Street! And that was all I had.
That was your line, but
high. Just yelled
but
Baker
you,
Street.
But you killed it with your
it's
line.
It's a classic. And Baker Street is a classic for that band because they got a great saxophone guy. And, you know, that's all about, that song that's, is all,
it's
about,
all about the
saxophone.
Sax.
Yeah. But I became, there it is. I have become a big Yacht Rock fan.
Really?
It's really fun. I mean, it's fun and stupid and big
it's
and
fun.
Silly. And
well, you know all the songs without even knowing that it's who the artists
are.
Come
on, Brandy, you're a fine girl. You're a fine girl. I like Pina Coladas, getting caught in the
I
rain.
Thought that was Barry Manilow for 30 years.
Which
turns
one?
Out it's not. The Pina Colada song.
The Pina Colada song.
I don't know what it's... Yeah. No, it's not Jimmy Buffett. It's some random person.
Rupert Holmes?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Rupert Holmes. Yeah. Yeah, I like... It's actually a very sad song if you think about it.
Is it a breakup song?
Here's this couple. They both put in personal...
I want to know about this, yeah.
Okay. So they both put personal ads in the paper because they're unhappy in their relationship.
Okay.
Oh.
So they start shopping around, and ultimately they say, oh, I like sunsets. I like getting caught in the rain. I like
pina coladas.
And so they meet up anonymously.
Wow.
And they find out that they're meeting each other, and they all like the same stuff. But in real life, they were ready to split up and go their separate ways and find somebody else.
Did it rekindle the romance, or was it a...
It did. It rekindles the romance.
And it's a great story.
Yeah, but it's a sad story. They're out there prowling around on personal ads.
Yeah, classifieds.
Trying to grab something.
That's like basically, Tinder.
Classified ads.
Tinder in the...
super
that,
slow
like online
Tinder.
Dating.
It was super
Snail
slow
mail Tinder.
Online dating.
And then there was... Craigslist personals.
Oh, Craigslist
those
personals.
Those were pretty aggressive,
dangerous?
Right?
They were very
it was like
aggressive.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
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 Never.
You could do more than just.
You could
buy.
You can sell a microwave, and you could also whatever happened.
There was whatever you wanted was available at the back. It's not the back of Craigslist. I'm still thinking old school, like the back of the magazine.
The back of the magazine, right? The LA Weekly. Does the LA Weekly still exist?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. Great.
Yes.
I love the LA Weekly.
I think it's still.
I feel like
I
see, or is it places.
Independent?
I see it. Yeah.
Stands yeah. And stuff,
yeah.
You know.
That's exactly.
You a Yacht Rock person, Momo?
Come on, Momo.
I don't hate. It's not what I'm choosing on my workout mix.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it when you guys play it.
It doesn't.
You know?
It does. It's not.
I'm
a good,
not really the demo. I think.
What is the demo work? at the show?
Chris Morales.
Everybody,
men 35 to 55.
Actually, a lot of women there. A lot of women there. I would say it was probably 60-40 men, and I would say it was probably average. I'd say 45 and up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was all a bunch of cougars.
Yeah.
Well.
By the way, and you got dosed at your comedy show?
I think I did.
Somebody roofied you?
So I went to see a comic on Friday night.
That was David Tell, right?
David Tell.
A great comic.
He was terrific.
Yeah.
Louis Katz opened for him.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went, and we were there for a few hours, and I had a beer and two bourbons.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
It's not a lot for me to drink. Then when we got back to the bar that we all met at to start with, we had one more beer. Okay, so I had four drinks over the course of 3.5-4 hours.
That's reasonable.
I woke up the next morning like I'd got run over by a car. I could barely move. Call my buddy Brian. I'm like, hey, how are you feeling today?
Yeah.
He's like, I feel awful. Because he didn't really drink very
was
much.
Was he the same?
Same thing.
Wow.
Same thing. So Emily's thing is, well,
him.
Who would want to roofie you?
Right.
I was like,
you never know.
Taste funny?
No.
Did anything taste weird?
No.
Because...
No.
Do you think some ladies were trying to have their way with you?
Trav is a target.
I don't know who it was, but now I got to be.
Trav is a target, Mace.
Yeah. I could be somebody's ultimate prize. You have no idea.
Exactly.
There's different strokes for different folks. You have no idea. Super Crosstalk was brought to you by In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Good afternoon. Now it's a normal show.
God, that was a lot of shade thrown.
Let's do this.
Let's
at
do what?
At what point does Momo switch to the A chair?
Yeah, at what point, Momo?
I am so not prepared.
At what point
that?
Do you want
I
the A?
I don't think you need to be prepared.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah, you do. You're right. But
you do.
No, I think you can do it.
I mean, if there was like a big prep doc, you could just hand me.
Oh, no. We know.
A prep doc is in my head.
Yeah, no. I don't. We stopped making prep
when
docs.
When I do the Sedano show, Lindsay Fulton.
I know she has this detailed.
This whole doc. Yeah. And it's got links to it and stuff. I mean, it's just.
Yeah,
so
no.
If I handed you a doc.
Yeah.
If I handed you a doc with links on it, what would you do with it?
If you print it out.
I know what she'd do. The 2 o'clock hour.
Right. Yay, Momo in the 2
Momo
o'clock hour.
Momo in the 2 o'clock hour.
If you give me some prep, I'll do it.
No, you're on your, you just can, roll.
So you'll start off with 2 o'clock call of the day. You'll
2 o'clock call of the day, which always
that.
Sucks.
And then
you just love springing this on me. You love it.
Well, Morales technically did it.
He did it, and now we have to do it.
Right.
We'll go into the breaks, and we'll talk about, okay, let's do this next segment, and then we'll go from there.
By the way, tomorrow, Ireland is 1,000% in the A chair. 1,000% the one.
And Andy Kamenetsky.
1,000% Ireland's going to lead.
As the person who often hosts with John Ireland you are not here.
Yep.
You didn't ask me about tomorrow. I don't know what happened. You just
because you're doing Monday and Wednesday next week.
No,
you were trying to give me hell, but
no,
I did.
The so
when you host with John Ireland, he's the A.
Correct.
It's like the easiest job ever.
Meaning?
Like he just has, he has a prep doc.
Right, I mean, he does a very different.
It is very well prepared. It's like extensive.
1:15, this story, this story. 1:30, this story, this story.
And if it's on that dock,
he's going to do it.
He's going to do it in that segment.
Correct.
No
matter
what.
And if you mess with him a little bit, like I sometimes I try to mess with him because I know he's like, I want to get to the next story that I have slotted for 1:15.
Yeah.
I kind of mess with him a little bit, and you can tell he's getting a little flustered.
Like, yeah.
Let me get to this one.
But you want to talk about being anal. John is anal.
He just texted me yesterday saying, can you do the game for next Wednesday?
Right. No, he's already, next week is the next week.
I'm about to get on the flight home.
Is Momo doing the game today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some?
Yeah. It's weird. Oh, I couldn't think of it. I mean, I was in a weird place. I started off with one thing.
Yeah.
I was watching The Regime last night.
You know what? I am behind on The Regime, but I think it's a hilarious show.
It's pretty good.
Show.
Yeah, I'm into it. I think I'm in episode 3 or 4. So
Kate Winslet is on. It's Kate Winslet, Matthias Schoenaerts, and she is this dictator in some unnamed European
Central
country.
Central European country.
Who is afraid of mold. And so she has a guy following around all the time with a mold detector.
Yeah. What's it on?
It's on HBO.
HBO? It's funny?
Oh, my God. It makes me laugh a lot.
It's like Michael Thompson, sounds like.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it's very, very cleanly. Cleanly.
It's really a good show, and I was watching it, and then my first attempt at the game was facts about Central European countries.
Oh, that's interesting.
I would have done that. I tried that.
That's
but
not
there was
bad.
Just a lot of Turkmenistan and
what'd you wind up with?
So I wound up with something on people who have transformed their bodies like you're trying to do.
Nice. By the way, I'm so sore.
The first few days are just
intense. I did my second training last night.
Yeah.
It was leg day.
Oh.
And I'm already feeling it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to walk.
You need to start going to cryo.
You know, here's I've got all that going on. Then I'm getting a colonoscopy tomorrow on top of everything else.
Well, you'll just lay there.
The prep for the colonoscopy is the worst.
You don't have to move in the middle of the colonoscopy.
No, but the prep is like just, you just
stay near
the
bathroom. Oh, the prep is just,
But
just.
If you're laying down on the table, you don't have to move.
The colonoscopy itself is easy. They just knock you out and they go.
Do you get knocked out? I thought you don't.
No, you get knocked out. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty intense.
As somebody said, like one of the best sleeps you'll ever have.
Yeah.
And the problem is you got to drink 64 ounces of Gatorade with that stuff in it tonight.
Yeah, it's gross.
And you're not allowed to drink the red Gatorade. So I got the blue Gatorade. It's called Blue Ice, and I haven't tried it yet. But
why do you have to have Gatorade? Why can't you just do it with water?
I'm just following the instructions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the electrolytes.
Maybe that's it. But what flavor is Blue Ice? I've not opened this yet. Is it like a berry flavor? Is it like an ice? What is Blue Ice as a flavor with
Gatorade?
I think
it's like Gatorade? A blue raspberry.
Yeah, like you a
think
blueberry.
It's blueberry
maybe.
Kind of thing?
I just thought it was really, really cold ice.
Really cold ice.
Arctic ice, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of ice, I'm just rambling here. Speaking of ice.
It's Mason Island, that's what we do.
We go last night to this great restaurant. Damn, I'm trying to think of the name of it.
You go to restaurants during the week.
Yeah.
On a school night. Okay.
Yeah, my mom, my Aunt Linda were in town, my not-stepdad Leo, so we went down to the beach. We went to where I used to live, right there, Navy Street at the beach.
Oh, I love that apartment.
It was such a good spot.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've been back in 10 years.
Yeah.
So took him back there, and we went to this restaurant, and I got a drink, a bourbon drink, and it had one gigantic round ice cube in it.
Now, I like those.
Have you seen this? Why is it important to have a gigantic round or square ice cube in your drink?
It just looks cool.
Exactly.
No, that's
absolutely
not right.
I also think it just looks cool.
No. What it does is that it doesn't, you're getting it, you're putting it in your bourbon, so it's, you're having it neat, but with that big ice cube.
Yes.
It slowly melts so that it's just not water.
Right.
It keeps it cold without it, just a little tiny bit of water getting into it to soften it a little bit.
But what's the difference between one big one and like several small ones?
Several small ones melt faster.
Exactly. Those things melt
and then they dilute your bourbon.
You have a watery bourbon. That's why they do the big ones, so it's a slow drip.
Boy, that bourbon went down fast last night.
It's so good. Bourbon is delicious.
Wait, you did that after leg day?
I did that after leg day.
That's probably why you're super sore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next time, go to cryo.
Leg day.
Or use the Ice Bot Active.
Then John bourbon.
Would. One of those two things doesn't seem right, does it, Momo?
Right.
Like the bourbon is not real or the leg day is not real.
Oh, no. The leg day happened right after the show, and then the bourbon was right after.
Okay, so you went from leg day to this place.
Correct, to this place. And I met my mom and not stepdad Lear.
And then,
what are you playing that for?
Yes,
and then
Brian.
You drank 64 ounces of Blue Ice
No,
Gatorade.
That's tonight.
Well, that's tonight.
Tonight, the preparation.
Yeah, you can't have any bourbon before you do that.
No. By the way, everybody should get their colonoscopy.
Yeah, it's important.
Have you had one?
No, I'm not old enough yet.
You're not old. Yeah.
What is the age?
I guess it's 50 now.
50?
I heard they were thinking of moving it to 45.
50
though.
And then every 7 years, I think, is what it is. Something like that. But
I've had a mammogram.
I'm not excited about it. Not excited about it.
Definitely get a mammogram if you're a lady listening. Do that.
There you go. This is our public health announcements. Yeah. Get a mammogram and a colonoscopy, and you'll be fine.
All the fun things.
You know what's funny, Bergman? Momo pointed out to me that there were people in the Mason, Ireland Mafia just killing your read of ZipRecruiter.
No, I know.
From yesterday.
Here, ready?
I killed
Makes
my read.
Makes you realize how good L.A. Ireland is at his job after hearing corporate Greg read that ZipRecruiter promo.
I did.
Another one. I think you should just run the John Ireland read of the ZipRecruiter instead of Greg. They just lost several subscriber cues in your read. Jeez, corporate Greg, that read.
Okay, now Momo, I'm going to fully admit to you,
yeah,
it was awful. When I finished the read, I said, that was awful.
Yeah, you did finish with that was awful. Right. Now, I believe in redemption.
I love this.
I believe in second
You're
chances.
You're such a jerk.
I believe that Greg Bergman today is going to do the ZipRecruiter, and he is going to nail it. You will stick that effing landing.
You want me to tell you why I think I did a poor job of it? Because we talked about it the last time I did it, and I rushed through it really fast.
Right.
So I was trying to slow down, and I was thinking about slowing down. So then I just, for some reason, couldn't finish reading it because I was focusing on slowing down.
Yeah. You read things way too fast.
I talk way too fast.
You talk way too fast.
That's just that's who I am and what I do.
Well, slow down when you do the ZipRecruiter today.
I'll try.
Yeah. You know what you have to. You know what I do now that makes me not suck as bad? Is
just not suck next time.
Right. Just try not to. I pretend like I'm acting. I just will try to make them not suck next time.
Yeah. See, but
I get out of myself. I said, this is not Ramona doing it.
So you're acting?
I'm acting. I am a different person doing this read.
Wow.
This is not Momo doing the read. This is I get out of myself.
Interesting.
And I get into it like I'm really connecting to this material now.
You
like
do
improv.
Not. You're really connecting to the ZipRecruiter copy?
Did you know it can take
They're a wonderful
up to 11
partner.
Weeks on average to hire for an open position? That's almost 2.5 months, Mace.
See, there you
Did
go.
You
That's
know
a
that?
Natural.
If
All
you're
right,
trying to grow your business, you don't have 2.5 months
it.
To hire
save
somebody.
It. Save it.
But you know, this was a hard read. Like, you've had
it
trouble.
It is hard.
It
Andy
is a very Kamenetsky's clunky
a lot
read. Yeah.
Read. It's
a long
clunky.
One.
Yeah. It's long, too.
And
there's
love
a lot
ZipRecruiter.
Of Again,
yes,
that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA.
Okay, this is not even the time for it.
I know,
but
I'm just saying this is how you get
that
in.
Counted as it. Brian, write it down.
That counts. There you go. So last night, hey, Dodgers win, Lakers win. The world is a great place today.
I thought
today.
For sure the Lakers were going to blow that one.
Boy, I'll tell you, when it,
and when
this
guy
when it dripped
the end,
away, I was like, oh, my God. And then
they
LeBron, AD,
they like,
those
okay,
guys come back
really
in, finish it
one.
Up. Yeah.
Because, I mean, everyone is winning. Like everyone,
everybody in front of them is winning,
and everyone behind them is winning.
Yeah,
like you just have to keep winning. There's no wiggle room anymore. There's no oops, it's the last game of a road trip. Like the Kings are winning. The Suns won last night.
Yep.
They beat the Cavs.
The Warriors have won five in a row.
Winning. Like it's like everyone is winning. And you look like last night I was watching some of the Suns Cavs game.
Right.
And I looked at their record.
Lakers get the Cavs next, by the way.
Yeah, on Saturday. Their records are very similar, and yet the Cavs are like third in the East, and the Suns are in the play-in.
Yeah, the East is terrible.
Yeah.
The East is... If you're... I think the Lakers are 11 games over 500, and they're the nine.
And then nine.
And I think 10 games under 500 gets you the nine in the East.
Yeah, although 7 and 8 are still pretty good. Like the East goes 8 deep, and the West goes 11 deep.
You think that much?
Yeah. If you look at 7 and 8, it's the Heat and the Sixers, and their records are pretty good.
Yeah, the heat. Yeah, you're right. The heater. Yeah, it's just those last spots.
Yeah.
Chicago and Atlanta. Chicago and Atlanta.
I know. They have no business being in.
Oh, it's terrible.
Terrible.
Like, it should just be like the regular eight that they had before.
I think in the end, it looks like it will turn out to be the regular eight. I can't imagine Chicago or Atlanta.
Yeah, I can't either. But Atlanta beat the Celtics twice recently.
Yeah, true.
You know, Chicago can win on any given night. I don't think so, but just making Miami and Philly have to jump through more hoops.
All right, let's get a quick break, and we're going to do some Dodgers coming up next. What are you pointing at?
You have a read. I don't know what it is. Jacob.
Oh, Jacob, yeah. And also, by the way, six signs you're in a bad restaurant.
Oh.
That's coming up, too.
I like that.
In the meantime, if you are injured in an accident, watch me embody this. Watch me.
Can you get into character?
I'm in character now. You've been through a traumatic experience. Your body is trying to recover. Your mind is racing. You need to see a doctor. A lot of long, confusing phone calls and eventually medical bills and more headaches. So if you're injured in an accident, just remember to call Jacob. Instead of dealing with everything yourself, make one call to Jacob. Let him handle the rest. Jacob will guide you through the process. And on top of all that, he'll also fight to get you the settlement that you deserve. You should take it easy. Do not stress. Let Jacob deal with the rest. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mesa in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sup, people? It is going to be spring break.
I feel like spring break is, it was LUSD was last week. Right now it's some other districts. And then my kid's school is not until the end of April. Like, it's just spring break all over the
next
place.
Next week I'm going out to DHS. Nice. Going to do a lot of soaking out there.
DHS, is that what the locals call
DHS.
It?
DHS.
Desert Hot Springs.
DeAndre is from DHS.
Yeah?
He's not here yet.
Is that the 661 or is that a, what area code is that out there?
I don't know. It's Palm Springs ADJ.
ADJ.
Why don't you say adjacent?
Because I wanted to say ADJ.
Because we're ancient. Because
I'm being hip.
Everything gets shortened out. Why do we have to shorten
it's
everything?
A little sus.
Yeah, it is sus.
See, like that.
Yeah.
He's a 760. Is that
760? Yeah, okay.
The old 760.
760.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm speaking at Bowling Green State University.
I love this for you.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. I've not been on campus in 37 years.
Do you still know people there? Do you know?
My four best friends from college are all coming to Bowling Green, and we're going to hang out next
Those are the ones you had the party at the beach house?
Party at the beach house. Yeah.
That was a reality show.
So it was. It was a crazy, crazy week. And we'll have a great night at Bowling Green. But I've not been there in a long time, and I've never been in a situation where I'm going to speak to a classroom of students about how to do this.
How many students are there?
I don't know. I'm speaking to two classes.
Okay.
A radio performance class.
Okay.
Which I don't think could be any more appropriate. Bergman was going to teach it till they heard the ZipRecruiter read.
That's right. After that, they said, you know what? You stay back in L.A.
And
that,
by the way,
we don't want you.
Stay tuned. There is a ZipRecruiter read with Greg Bergman coming up.
Can we get some hype music?
Oh, yeah.
Like, should I just like mess up totally?
No.
I want you to know. I gave you some really good advice there.
Yeah.
You did give me very good advice.
What if I told you?
What?
Greg Bergman was going to nail.
What if I told you?
The ZipRecruiter.
I've nailed this read before.
Yeah.
Yesterday was not that day.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know my other thing when you're reading? You have to hear the words as you say them.
Oh my God.
I don't hear the words. Sometimes I'm reading words and my mind is somewhere else.
That's the only way I can get myself to slow down.
Mace, we talked about it. You've said it to me. I'm going to say it here. Is that when we get feedback, we can either accept it or reject it.
No. I say we can either reject it or ignore it.
Right.
One or the other. If you get feedback as your friend, you can either reject it or ignore it.
Ignore
either
it.
Way.
Right. Sounds
you don't
right.
have to do anything.
I believe that's
whatsoever.
What they said in that big meeting, wasn't it?
That was not what they said at all.
Reject or
well,
ignore.
I think
that's
he
what
chose
you
to ignore.
Hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Who doesn't
yeah.
like the feedback?
I,
hey,
that's
you
not
know
hear.
What base your new answer needs to be?
Yeah.
I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So is Scott Kaplan.
Is Scott Kaplan in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Jewish Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Jewish Hall of Fame. It's a big one.
I mean, I'm in the Southern California Jewish Sports Hall of Fame, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
I mean,
do you have a plaque or a trophy?
There's something
or?
Of me up at the Skirball Center somewhere.
You know, the only
I emcee that event the next year.
The only thing I haven't won that I do secretly covet?
Yeah.
Host of the year?
Host
at the
of
Mandy's.
The year. Oh, yeah.
It's not secret. Mace.
Oh no, it is secret. I've never said it before.
No,
he just did.
Right. This is the first time. I've never campaigned. I've never tried. I've never pushed for it.
Are you going to campaign this year?
You know, as always, I will campaign for Mason and Ireland to be the show of the year.
Yeah,
just go full Mason
because I'm being super humble.
Yeah, go full Mason.
You know what
and go
I think
right
you need,
you.
And I don't want the embarrassment of losing.
That's it.
So
that's
I'm
the
not,
problem.
Not going to campaign and then have Sliwa win it.
I know.
He won last year.
He did.
I think he's going to go back to back.
That was one of my favorite moments. It was Momo reading off Alan Sliwa's name.
It was great.
Because
hold
I was
on.
So
Everybody,
genuinely.
Hold on. Just wait. Just wait. The host of the year. I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on here. I can't believe it's happening. Alan Sliwa.
That was great. That was great.
I sold that, huh?
You did. You sold it
I think it was genuine because I was genuinely surprised slash happy slash like.
I was
I was really happy for him.
I was ecstatic when it happened.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
I mean, like, because I didn't have, and nobody tipped us.
Oh,
there was
no
tip. Like, there was no ballot box stuffing tipping or.
Ireland always says it's rigged. I don't believe it's rigged. I think it's completely legit.
We have no control of it. There's no way you can't even look at it. There's two people that know who wins anything. Tommy Lamb gets the results, and then the results go to
Carla.
Jorge. Jorge.
Oh, Jorge.
They go to Jorge, and that's it. Those two people are the only ones who know what the winner
is. I don't think that's true.
It is?
I believe it is true.
I don't know. The first year when I was going to be fill-in host
of the year.
And,
yeah.
And Amanda Brown was still here. And I said something like, hey, you know, I'm really pushing hard for this award. Like, I don't want to embarrass myself if I don't win. She goes, you got nothing to worry about. Wink, wink.
Oh. So maybe
I was not told anything that year.
So you will not know.
I will.
I think she knew. I think she knew.
I'd like to know a little bit in advance because what I hate is that moment where they announce someone else.
No one's gonna.
And then I've got to like I'll pretend. Oh, Slee, that's awesome, man. That's so great.
No, you should go the exact opposite way.
Way to go, Cappy. I'm so happy for you.
Like, you watched that Friends episode when Joey like didn't win. He was yelling and like, what is going on? Oh yeah.
I always hate the at award show where
they show the
four losers.
Totally.
I'm like, and they all have to pretend like, oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I had a spot on my mantle for that thing. So let's do a little Dodgers here.
Dodgers win.
Of course I do. Yeah. Dodgers win last night. They sweep the Giants. Shohei Ohtani hits his first home run as a Dodger. It was an exciting moment. I can't believe that we cannot find the Japanese call of Shohei Ohtani's home run.
So I tried, Brian tried. I reached out to people at Dodger fan sites. They tried. Nothing. I've gotten nothing.
If anybody has got access to that, tweet us. If you've seen the Japanese call or you have the, because I would be interested in hearing that. The lady that got the ball. Did she catch it? I didn't see.
She caught it.
She caught it?
Yeah, she caught it.
And then it ended up going back to Ohtani, right?
Yeah, so she caught it. They brought her down to Ohtani. I don't know if she actually met Ohtani. I don't think she did. But she got a bat. She got two hats and a ball. And I think they were all signed.
And he got a fistful of sunflower seeds in his face.
He did. I just hope that nothing hit his eye. That's all.
Yeah, no.
It's important. Don't hit his eye.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That was all from Teoscar Hernandez.
And now this is 9 games in a row that they have officially scored 5 or more runs.
Yes.
And I heard somewhere that the record is 13. It's held by the 1932 Yankees, and that the Dodgers are chasing that. This is just what I heard.
Yeah, where'd you hear that? It sounds familiar.
Heard some Bobo talking about him on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that a Blue Review?
No, yeah. I did a Dodger report thing. It's like a minute long. And
oh, yeah. I hear those things.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, you
they're
hate
good.
Them. That's
right. All right. So, and Blue Review's on every morning at 9:30.
9:30 to 9:55 with Parker Bell, who's right behind me, and then Marcus Grant 4 out of the 5 days.
Awesome. Nice.
Marcus did a good job yesterday.
Who did?
Marcus.
Oh, Marcus was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm getting all these Venmo requests. I'm not even on
no,
Venmo.
No, don't do those. That's,
do you know what they are? Listen, what? I have a Venmo request from Gore Matveyev, one from Nana Kruglova, one from Terence Alexeva, from Snejana Elieva.
Mace, I'm pretty sure that if you answer any of those requests, all of your funds will be gone.
Yes, I am not going to answer them. But it's amazing that they have that information, and apparently a lot of Russians want money from me. Right? Weren't those all Russian names?
Yeah.
Kruglova, Matveyev.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Russians.
You know,
it
was. I get requests sometimes on Venmo.
Yeah,
that's one of the things that's not good on Venmo. Is like any random person that's not your friend or has any connection to you can like request money from you.
See, it's easy for me because I'm not even on Venmo. I have no idea why these people are requesting this for me. I'm not. If they requested Apple Pay, they'd be all set.
You send it right away.
Zelle goes right there.
Sure.
All right, so coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. In the meantime, it is the much-hyped return of Greg Bergman reading the ZipRecruiter spot.
Putting so much pressure.
Super,
you can do it, Greg.
Super
Thanks,
excited
Mama.
About this.
Hear the words as you say them.
Do we have some do we have some dramatic music of some kind?
Wait a minute. Okay, do I go now?
Yes.
Okay.
Take it away.
Did you know, Momo, did you know that it can take now up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position? That's almost 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, do you really have that kind of time to wait? Well, if you're listening today, I've got some advice for you. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click, which may make them apply even sooner. Plus, here's how quickly ZipRecruiter can work to help you hire. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Too soon. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yay! I made up for it. Hey. You're a grown-up broadcaster. All right, spin the wheel of questions next. Momo's in for Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, spinning the wheel of questions. Oh, it's interesting. Brian, do you have the Backstreet Boys song?
Oh.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So the question is about the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I might like this one.
So A.J. McClain, who's one of the Backstreet Boys, has said that he and the other members of the band, Nick Carter, Howie Duroux, Brian Littrell, and Kevin Richardson, they've gone to therapy.
Okay.
So
together, like group therapy?
Together, group therapy to hold the band together.
Okay.
And I always wondered, like, Ireland and I have never needed it, but I'm curious from everybody if you've been involved or how you've been involved in therapy. There's the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, well, for me to have a serious conversation with this song is on.
My fire, my one desire.
Come on, Brian.
Leave when I say I want it that way.
It's so good.
It is such a great song. All right, so they went to therapy, Mama. Have you been in therapy?
Yeah, all the time.
Like personal therapy, couples. Have you ever done couples therapy?
No, we haven't done couples therapy.
You and Nev haven't had to go
hash
sit
it
on
out.
The couch?
Yeah,
and...
no. We do separate, like I've gone to a therapist for 20 years probably.
Yeah.
But different ones.
You just different one every time?
Yeah, no. Now I have one that I've stuck with. I really like her. She's great. The one, I don't know, maybe in my mid-20s, late 20s, something like that. I went to her for a while. She was good, but I think she retired and moved on, whatever.
Right.
And then the thing about therapy is that when you go, you are holding yourself accountable too. Like
sure.
You're setting forth intentions, somebody's giving you feedback, and then you are working on them because you're going to see them again next
right.
week.
Right.
So like if you didn't do the things you said you were going to do, there's this
they hold
accountability.
You accountable. Exactly.
So yeah, I think it's great. Once I went for the first couple of times, I was like, oh, everyone should do this. This is like, to me, just as important as going to the gym and getting 20 minutes
right.
on the elliptical.
Sure, sure. Bergman therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. I've gone to therapy for myself. I've gone to therapy, couples therapy.
Did you do couples therapy? How's that work?
Well, the first time.
I guess it didn't.
I mean, there's been a few with the ex-wife.
Yeah.
The first time it worked, and actually that's why we ended up getting married in the first place.
Okay.
Oh.
And then it didn't work after that. And we're divorced. So,
right, so
that did not work.
So therapy before marriage.
Therapy
before marriage.
That actually worked.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that's a little bit of a...
That's a red flag. That's a red
massive.
Flag.
Yeah.
If while you're dating, you have to go to therapy.
Yeah, it's a little...
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't go through with it. Brian, what about you? Therapy?
Never have, honestly.
Never have?
Yeah, never have. I have nothing against it or anything, just never got the opportunity or found the right lane to kind of take it or whatnot, but... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I brought it up also. First of all, I think it's interesting. Backstreet Boys, you can imagine those five guys going into therapy.
I'm not as big on group therapy, to be honest.
Well,
I find it a little...
What do you mean by group therapy?
Like, all the Backstreet Boys are sitting in a room together?
Because they say, AJ McClain says, this is like our first marriage. So they're trying... It's like couples therapy, marriage therapy for the entire group so they can get along. But I wanted to talk about therapy a little bit because, you know, I work with the LA County Department of Mental Health. And right now or whenever, they've got a 24/7 helpline that's available to you at 800-854-7771. That's for service referrals if you're looking for a therapist, crisis counseling if you're in crisis, and just if you need somebody to talk to, 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health, it's hope, it's recovery, and it's well-being. All right, so
we have the Japanese call.
We found the Japanese call of Shohei Ohtani's home run.
Yes, somebody DM'd it to me.
See?
So thank you very much.
We
for
all
that.
Have been on this all morning.
Yeah, we could not find it.
It was from the
a
Django.
Listener found it within 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Trey Bridges 23. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey Bridges 23.
You had it.
You have it, Brian.
3-1 になりました。しかしこの後にはフリーマンが控えています。 来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た来た
Hi, there it is.
That was great.
Courtesy NHK, which I think is the like the Japanese big television.
Is that like
network.
ESPN or something?
That was great.
I think it's actually like regular TV in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like ABC.
Exactly. It's one of those. So, yeah, that's very cool. Last night was really cool. And I think now, you know, maybe Shohei goes on a tear because the one thing I'll say is he was hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
And he wasn't finding spots. Last night, obviously, went yard. I think he's going to break out now. I think he's going to go on a run.
Yeah, because everybody else was like Mookie's hitting the cover off the ball. Freddie, Hernandez, like everybody has been hitting so well right now and driving the ball to the yard. And he's the one guy who hadn't homered.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, I'm not saying he was pressing, but I think each game that went by, especially when he popped out to end that one,
yeah,
the
right,
one game with the
right,
bases loaded and all that, I think he was pressing a little bit, and it probably feels pretty good to get that first one
you
off.
You know what I didn't think about him? Just the way he carries himself, the expressions. He's just a super likable guy.
Yeah.
He's really, like, immediately likable. He's got a really open face, really great smile.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I mean, honestly, like, in my house, I can be drifting away from the game, but when Ohtani steps to the plate, it's like, I am locked in. I am right there.
Ohtani's up.
Ohtani's up. Everybody free. Dog's quiet. It's Shohei.
He's got this Babe Ruth kind of presence to him, too, when he gets in the box. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not moving around a lot. He's just kind of
He's got a very
there.
Still stance, right.
Do you feel that way about the first three batters? As soon as Mookie gets to the plate, I stop everything. Because then
yeah.
I know those first three batters, I'm like, I'm locked in.
Yeah, I am too. But don't
Shohei is a
don't you see
one.
A differentiation between?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
I think there's a difference between Shohei and the other two. Because Freddie and Mookie failed in the playoffs 2 years in a row. Right, like the Freddie and Mookie were trending
Correct.
On Twitter for like not hitting in the playoffs and
one for
like,
24 or
yeah,
whatever
that
agree.
Was. I mean, who's counting? You know,
I agree.
Was it 23? One for 23? Something like that.
One for 22, I think. One
so they sort of lost the aura of. I don't want to say it's not invincibility. It's this like supernatural quality. That
yeah, I mean, let's
Shohei
be honest.
Has.
They went 1-6 in the playoffs yeah. over the last two seasons.
It's held against them.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. But Mookie's
it's
on
humanized
such a tear.
Them too.
Yeah, but Mookie's on such a tear right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah, he's but he's
like
just a hot hitter right now. Like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
a really he's really good, and he's on a tear. He came out of the gates hot. So is Freddie.
I don't
see
know.
Oscar Hernandez, same thing.
See Oscar Hernandez,
yeah, but, yeah.
what a player!
But like Shohei has this presence about him when he steps in the box.
Yep.
It's like here's Babe Ruth stepping into the box.
There is something about that when he steps to the plate.
I know at spring training when I went, everybody was like, "When is Shohei up?"
Yeah.
Like you would time. I was in line once, and those lines are kind of long at spring training, and I got out of line to go watch him. Because I heard Shohei's up. Okay. I can get that hot dog later.
I get some really good Shohei stuff coming up next that I dug up.
Yeah.
I want to get to that. And also, I said the six signs that you're eating at a bad restaurant. We got that coming up for you. Are we going to do 2 o'clock call today?
We don't have to.
Yeah, let's skip it today.
Okay.
Do it.
No, why'd you get my hopes up?
Just don't.
Hey,
good.
Everyone, this is a call for all of you. If you want 2 o'clock call of the day to continue, don't suck.
Yeah. Yeah, do okay. not. Give us something good. Take on the
Bring it.
Take on the Lakers, take on Shohei, on LeBron. Anything that we've talked
about
today.
I mean, we can
today.
Talk about the weather. Like, if you want to call in and talk
sure,
about
the weather is
why
good.
Is it
yeah.
always, why can't it just be spring?
Right, there's a cold front going through right now.
I'm upset with this. It's like, it gave us a taste of spring. It was warm and sunny, and
Yesterday
now it's cold again.
Yesterday was absolutely beautiful. That
Glorious.
Was a beautiful day.
Glorious
beautiful
spring day, and then it's like, nope. Right,
we went
right
down
to
the beach. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and then this morning it's like 35 degrees again.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not 35.
So if you want to talk
like
about that. God knows why. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Certainly Momo does. Mason in Ireland. Momo in for John. 710-ESPN.